Power Play, Book 2 of DC Stars, written by Chelsea Curto, performed by Samantha Brentmore and Stephen Dexter.
1. Piper. If one more man tells me I need to smile, I'm going to deck him square in the jaw and not give a damn about the repercussions. I grumble about the audacity of the male species as I walk down the hallway of United Airlines Arena, home of the DC Stars hockey team, with a stride as determined as my 5'3" frame can muster. The team is deservedly off after a hard practice yesterday afternoon, and the building is quiet without their yelling and joking around. I savor the rare silence, knowing in 30 hours when we play against one of our biggest rivals, this place is going to be a madhouse. The tension I've been holding onto all morning melts away when I push open the door to the athletic trainer's area and collapse in a chair. I hate men. I call out to Lexi Armstrong, one of my best friends, and the Head Stars trainer. Can we eliminate them from the face of the earth? I'm thinking an aggressive strain of the man flu. That would knock them all out, and life would be infinitely better.
Well,
a deep voice says, and I jump a foot in the air.
This is awkward.
I glance across the room. Liam Sullivan, our goalie, is lying shirtless on a medical table. A towel is draped over his lower half. The white scrap of terry cloth looks indecently small on his 6'3" body, and my eyes can't help but drift to the tattoos I had no clue he had. There are a pair of sparrows and intricate flowers on his ribcage, fern leaves on his forearms. Artwork that's so unexpected, so hot, it's almost pornographic. I squeak when I realize I've been staring and cover my eyes. Oh my God, sorry, I didn't know you'd be here, let alone be here and naked, I say.
Hello, Piper.
Hi, yeah, I'm going to go. You're there, and I'm not supposed to be here when your dick is almost on display. Totally unprofessional.
I have a towel.
That thing is like a sock.
I appreciate the flattery.
I peek between my fingers and find him smirking at me. I huff and lower my hands, staring over his shoulder and not at his body laid out like some Greek god in waiting. I was here to see Lexi, but clearly she's busy.
Ice,
he says, pointing to the door to his left. Did she say how long she'd be gone?
No.
Are you hurt?
Hamstring.
Why are you shirtless?
Because my whole body hurts and I'm trying to make it feel better.
Did the hamstring injury happen in the game on Monday?
I love the 20 questions game.
He throws an arm over his face, and I can tell he's exasperated with me. Then again, he's always exasperated with everyone.
It's been acting up for a week. Shitty way to start the season.
I hum in agreement, like I know what it's like to be a hockey player with sore muscles. He lifts his leg and grips the back of his thigh, grunting out a noise that sounds like a tractor starting. I take his momentary distraction as a chance to study him. His jawline could be cut from glass, and his dark hair is longer than it was at the end of last season. There's a faint scar above his eyebrow, a mark from the blade of a skate he took to the face when he was a kid. I only know about the injury because of a trade-off we made at Media Day my first year with the team. He refused to speak with the media, a trait that's still going strong, and I needed someone to fill the time before our newest draft pick jumped on the mic and answered questions from reporters. Liam and I reached a compromise. One piece of information about his life as a hockey player, and he wouldn't have to talk to anyone else for the first half of the season. He went with a graphic story involving stitches, but it worked like a charm. Being the alternate in-game rinkside reporter and media coordinator for the team is a dream, a career opportunity I've been chasing for years, from working in the athletic box office when I was a student at Syracuse to majoring in broadcast journalism with a specialization in sports, and then continuing on as an intern with New York's ECHL team. After, I moved up to the AHL team in Philly for 4 years before landing in DC with the Stars. The position requires adaptability, though. I need to be quick to switch gears and change the wording of prepared questions if a player gets busy post-game or doesn't want to cooperate. Liam Sullivan is the definition of uncooperative. I've spent the majority of my tenure here chasing him down the hall, tugging on his jersey, begging and pleading for him to give the cameras 8 seconds of his time. It hasn't happened yet, and I'm starting to think he enjoys